Okay, boys, let's just try to share a little board here about Purim. The Rambam says, "Kol sifri hanaviim kolak suvi masitim li botel imoyis haMashiach." Once Mashiach comes, the days of Mashiach, all the neviim and all the suvim are going to be botel. Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yeheskel, everything will be botel. Chutz li Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is going to remain. It's a posik. Hari kayemes kechamisha chumshe toide. It's going to remain just like chumash. Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra is going to remain. Halachas shel Torah shel Baalpeh, all the halachas of Torah shel Baalpeh, right? Brachas and Baba Kame, Kedushin is going to remain. Sheinim Metelim Loilmo. Now says the Rambam, even though all zikorin hatzores, all sores, all misfortunes that happen to Klal Yisrael are going to become bodily in Moyis HaMashiach, void, nullified. We'll forget it. Kinishkechu hatzores harishoynes. The original Torahs will be gone. It'll be hidden from my eyes. In the days of Mashiach, everything will be gewaldig, will be wonderful. So all Torahs will be bottled. If all Torahs will be bottled, why does Purim have to remain? The days of Purim will remain even the Moyes HaMashiach. Shenemar Tzapozit. V'yamei HaPurim Ho'ele Lo Yavru Metecha Yehudim. Vizichrom lo Yosef Mizarom. The days of Purim will remain for eternity. Even in the days of Mashiach, we're going to have Shalei Achronis, Matronis Lavyoinin, reading the Megillah, Simchas Purim. Everything's going to remain. And the question begs itself, a very strong question, why? If all the Tzoras will be bottled in Moshe Mashiach, what do we have to remember? Haman wanted to annihilate the Jewish people. Forget it, it's gone. The days of Mashiach, everything is gewaldig. So we have to remember. Good. Kash is a very good kash. I know it's based on a posik. But what is the oimek? I mean, what is this posik teaching me? What's the reason behind it? Let's try to say two reasons here, short and sweet. Now listen good. Mr. Rav, Rabbi Singh spoke about it this week. What happened by Purim? What type of miracle was Purim? I want to know the two type of nisim. There's a nis galui, there's a nis which is revealed, an open miracle. Kriyas Yamsu, Don, Svadei Akinim, Oroi, Dever, Shein, Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's an open, blatant miracle. What's been a miracle? What do you want to call the Nes Nister? Purim is a type of a miracle. If you look in the Megillah, Hashem's name is not there. It's a jigsaw puzzle. You put it all together. Oh, Vashti just happened to get healed, and Esther just happened to become the queen, and Bixen, the Zeresh Mordechai just happened to be there, and then you put it all together. And you have a Nes of Purim that's called a Nes Nisr in a person's daily life. And he can see the Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imonu. That lesson is the lesson of Purim, and that has to remain even in Moyis HaMashiach. When everything is good, and the Rambam says, Madanim, everything will be devolved in the days of Mashiach. Wonderful. That lesson has to be made to Klal Yisrael. Nei Snister. A person has to daven al nisecho, to the chol yom yom. Daily miracles. He gets up in the morning and comes to learn Toide. He's in his gezunt, he's healthy, right? He has parnosis. Has to be thankful for that. That miracle of Purim has to remain. The Yemoyis HaMashiach, that lesson has to remain. I want to tell you another time. And this is for us boys who are learning prayer for 7 months in the yeshiva. Now listen good. Do you know what happened by Purim? It wasn't just we were saved, the wicked Haman, from Ahasuerus, Esther, and Mordechai helped save the Jewish people. Something deeper happened. The Gemara said in the Masechta Shabbos, there was a transformation. Something happened by Klal Yisrael. It was unbelievable. Do you know what the Gemara says? Remember at Har Sinai, the Moshe put the mountain over them, and he forced them to accept the Torah. Kafu Aleim as a Har Kigigis, he forced them. In the days of Purim, Kimu v'Kimu, the Jewish people re-accepted the Torah, May Ahavot, out of love of Hashem, they will mekabel the Torah, we will learn Torah, and we're going to do the Torah, because we love it. We have a gishmak, we enjoy it. Gihen chayenu ve'orech your menu. This was powerful. Something that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just we were saved from the wicked Haman. Kinu v'kibu. You know, the Nesivis, one of the famous commentaries, says, all recent that happened for the Jewish people, in every generation, in every family, is the Sfus of Purim, that we were makabel the Torah, me'ahava, out of love of Hashem. That has to remain even the Amos HaMashiach. Purim wasn't just we were saved from the wicked home. Klal Yisrael rose to a level of Kabbalah HaTorah, me'ahava. And we boys have been learning here in Yeshiva for 7 months. Kedushin and Chumash and Tanakh. We have to feel what a schus it is that we have such a wonderful rabbein. We have to feel a schus to be in a yeshiva. Your young boys, grade 9. Okay? It is a schus to be able to come and learn Torah and see it and enjoy it. Okay? So boys, come to Yom Tov HaPurim. Let's remember, this is our Yom Tov. This is the Yom Tov for B'nai Torah. A Yom Tov that Yeshiva boys have, Torah Shabbal Peh, Mesech Kedushin, is happy with you. And you're happy with Mesech Kedushin. It's such a schus, boys, we have wonderful Rabbein. Please continue. You just say a personal thing. You boys dominate. This is the room where we say Shir. You daven good, the Shir is good. Keep it up. Say that's love.
Thank you.